You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
This was the forbidden act that could be, maybe, a little practical. The mitzvah is called Lo Tonu Et Amito. So this forbidden act has two practical isurim. One is ona'a, means cheating. So one message is that Torah Moshav forbids to cheat in business.
Anything you for to cheat.
I mean, many people, they don't know about this. Maybe they think it's okay. So one forbidden matter here is that Torah Moshav expects that we follow the Yashrut in all the aspects. No, how the money, you know, is deposited in your bank account. So it has to be in a proper way. Where it comes, how been reported, and so on. And everybody knows about the detail.
Or if someone you know that they might have problem with their parnasah, means that they might get the money that they have from things that is not kosher, from things that is cheating somebody or anything. Can you allow to eat from their plate or to their house if you know?
That
considered kosher.
Well, it depends that what type of, you know, non-kosher business they have, and like you say, like partially, totally, and so on. So,
if you know the people that are cheating others for the money, or they have they give actually money lending to other people, and they charge for interest. Things that is forbidden in the
Arab. Fine, but then it all depends on how accurate your information is and so on.
Well, we're guessing that it is accurate. You know that.
Well, we don't rely on guessing. Guessing doesn't work.
No, some people, they admit that they're doing that.
Well, if they admit, so that means, you know, they're very tzaddik and their food is very kadosh. So now...
So it's not kadosh, or is can we eat or we can't?
Well, it's exactly like, let's say, you know, sometimes people visit the shopping mall. They go to the shopping mall and they, you know, go to like a different type of store. When they come out, they look heavier, like they gain weight. You have noticed?
They have the special
No, because like let's say if they're wearing one pants, now they're wearing three pants. But it's invisible. So the point here is if somebody can wear that pants on Shabbat or not.
But I think this is real in our society, especially if we know people that they are.
You mean the goyim? Yeah.
The goyim.
The society that means the goyim. You know, that's yeah. You know. Okay. Also had a haftarah exactly when Hashem talks about that. So now here. So that's one chapter of this forbidden act. The other chapter is Lo Tonu Ish Et Amito. That refers to making a remark. Making a remark means that you give the Persian HaKodesh, they say a niche. That's what exactly the forbidden act is. So now here Yigmar says, Ona'at Devarim is much more severe than Ona'at Mamon. I mean, if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, cheats in his business, it's not as bad as making a remark.
Why? How? Making a remark is sometimes they make a remark, but it's not even true.
Yeah. So now, as it was asked, why making a remark is much severe than, you know, pocketing $1 million?
Because that part, the remark will stay permanent.
How about the money?
No, they forget.
You forget, Mr. Gavaro. He's saying, Gamze Letova. He said, I called Minan Shomai, Kapara Lavanot. It's $2 million. No, Kapara Lavanot. No. But here, Gemara says, that for receiving nish, you cannot say Gamze Letova. You don't forget it. And not only that, like a million, two, three, four, five, you know, you lose, then you forget. Gradually, you know, year two, three, four, five, you know, then Hashem give you, instead of five, give you 50 million.
Amen. Amen.
That's it. But the remark, even 5,000 years, you don't forget. Stays with you. Because that's how the nature of a person is, that the word has no white out. So now here, see, the point of matter here is the Gemara is telling us that the punishment for Ona'at Devarim is much, much severe than cheating in the business. Yeah. The 58 page of Masechet Bava Matzia brings that Ona'at Devarim ein lo chelek l'olam haba. It doesn't say if he one cheats in business, he will lose his olam haba. But if you make a remark, then there's no olam haba. Remark?
Because the mark affects the neshama.
Yeah.
نیش فقط این مسئله است، یا اینکه چاخانکی هم دیگه گفت اوه بچه ها خوشتیپی مثلا چند آدم خوبی هستی.
Well, that's flattering. But to tell somebody, you know, you're handsome, it's okay. But as long as you tell it to everybody, not, you know, don't, you know.
No,
even though you don't mean that it's okay. To encourage people to become handsome, it's good.
Everybody is handsome in some way.
So now, we learn that Ona'at Devarim, making a remark, it's a very, 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 very delicate matter and forbidden act in Torah Tanah Lusha.
Why after 120 they don't ask
for
nothing about that? They ask for what
if you
did the...
No, they ask. That's we learn.
It's not one of those.
It is. Himlachta et chavarecha ola. That's included, that you have to treat your fellow Jew like a king. You don't make a remark on a king. So that's what exactly the matter here is. Rabbi Bune Mipishischa, Zatzal, Zecher, Sadiq, Vekadosh, Libracha. Zachuto Maren Aleinu. Arav says a very beautiful point. Arav says, the Torah says, in a two way, says, Lo, Tonu et achicha, and then he says, Lo tonu et amitecha. There's two different terms that is used. Halaf says a very, very beautiful PowerPoint. He says, the Torah says, you should not make a remark. You should not put down anybody. You should not make somebody embarrassed. You should not make somebody uncomfortable. That's what you're not permitted to do. So Harav says the Torah says lo tonu et amitecha. There is much, much greater message in this command, and that is, you should not make your remark on yourself. No, you're the only. You should not put yourself down. You should not say, I'm nothing. What I'm going to do, how's going to be? You're making a remark on yourself. You're making niche after yourself. You're niching yourself. And you're not permitted to niche yourself. It's an unbelievable message. And many times that we, without realizing, we keep putting ourselves down. Depreciate ourselves. I'm nobody. I'm this. Halachi. What? He said something. Oh, okay. Fine. You grab it. You say, oh, he did this to me. He did that to me. Wow. But the interesting point here is, when Hashem says, Beni Bechor Israel. Well, how come you don't grab that one? You grab what this guy said, and then when Hashem says, you are my first child. You are Am Segula. Suppose you grab that one. I'm such a proud Yehudi. I'm the firstborn of Ribono Shel Olam. That's good. To be proud. Eftechan. Why? You know, you put yourself down. You know, you lose hope. Why? Because somebody said something. So yeah, Rav says, "Ibuna mepishischa." That here, when he says in the Torah, that lo tonud amitecha, am sheitcha, you. Why you make a niche on yourself? Why you make a little mark on yourself? Happened to be an interesting story about a diamond dealer.
Amen.
So, if you
want to go on a cruise, so happened to be a very, very expert thief, that, you know, it was very high class, and he was tracking this diamond dealer to say, you know, have some, big chunk of, profit coming. So he followed him up, for days and days. And then when he find out when he's taking off, he bought the ticket and went in the same cruise. So he followed him up and so on. And then he got in the cabin, in the same cabin and the diamond dealer was. So day two, three, and then in the end, he got into action. The diamond dealer was out, for the dinner and so on. You see in the cabin, search everywhere, all over the cabin. To see what the diamond is. Nothing he could not find.
Now the disappointment, he did so much work to find the diamonds. So now, here in the end of the cruise, the thief comes to the diamond dealer. He says, you know who I am? I said, not really. So, I'm a ganav. I'm an expert ganav. I never ran into such a case that I would not be able to steal whatever I was after. I searched everywhere. But where are the diamonds? He says to him, one place you forgot to search. He says, what do you mean? Yeah, I searched everywhere. He says, you forgot to search in your own pocket. Put the diamonds in your pocket.
He didn't say it in his own pocket. The diamond was in his own pocket.
But the diamond dealer knew that he's not going to search in there. Why? Because he was only looking in other people's pocket, in the diamond dealer belonging. God HaGadol, that's what Rabbi Bunim is teaching us. You only searching what people say about you. He told me this. He think about me this. He did this to me this. But would you search your own pocket? Why do you care about what people tell you? Why you bring such a pain for yourself? Why you bring yourself down? Why bring yourself so low? You have so much diamond in your pocket. You know, if you get out, was searching his pocket, you know, what the mazal would have. And that's what exactly our task here is. Kala Kadosh. There are billions, billions in your pocket. Look in your pocket. See, so much potential, so much beracha. And don't, chas v'shalom, bring yourself down. And that's what exactly the beautiful message here it is. Lo tonu et amitecha, am sheitcha. You have to give ourselves the boost, the hope, and b'zav Hashem, shvotu yisakiru tanu, v'la'atzav, shefa v'bracha, and yeshuot, and semachot, azad Hashem, l'kol am Yisrael, amen k'ratzon.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.